Welcome to the IVM Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Drinks and Destinations Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Drinks and Destinations Podcast. I'm Samira. There's Rajita with us in the studio here. And Rajita, before we start today, I have a very important question for you.
Tell me, what
it's
is
time
it?
To track down the memory lane and tell me what anniversary is coming up.
Oh, yeah, I know there's
it's some... not your wedding anniversary. I just want to tell you.
Okay, what anniversary? Tell me.
It is the Sula Fest 10th anniversary. Yay!
Yeah, I know that.
And I'm very excited about it, as you
I'm very excited as well, because for the first time in India, a podcast is a partner with Sula Fest. And guess which podcast? It's the Drinks and Destinations
podcast. Yay! Yes, guys, you heard it right. We are the official podcast partners for the Sula Fest. So anything you want to know, what you can expect, what's going to go down there, we will tell you.
Yes, absolutely. And this is the special Sula Fest episode today. And we are going to have a very special guest with us. And this is the second time that she's going to be with us.
That's why she
studio.
Had that big smile on her face, I can see.
Yeah, I know. It's our very dear friend, Cecilia Oldney. She is the VP Marketing and Global Brand Ambassador for Sula Vineyards. And it's so good to have her back on the studio. Thank you, Cecilia, for being with us today.
Well, thank you for being with us. It's very nice to be back.
Yeah, I know. And you were the first guest on our studio, the first episode, isn't
it? I do remember that.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. And now you are here to talk about the Sula Fest 10th anniversary. And we all are looking forward to that. So tell us how the preparation is going on.
Well, it's going very well. Of course, it's a bit of a change from what it's been the last years, because now it's not only our 10th edition coming up, we have added one more day, and we have added one more stage, and we have so many more artists, and so many more, of course, also people that we're expecting coming over these 3 days. It's a very exciting time. It's a busy time. I would lie if I said anything else, but...
When was the last time you had a good night's sleep? Tell me that.
Do I look tired?
No, but I can imagine that the kind of pressure that you guys are walking on right now.
Well, it's pressure, but it's also really, it's fun.
Yes.
And therefore, okay, of course, we work hard, but at night, I sleep well. And now, just to say a few things of what's happening today, you know, daytime is that we are building it up at the vineyards, the stages, artists have already started coming in from around the world, and we have so many partners on board this year, so there's so many exciting things that are coming up that hasn't been there from before. We have so many more drink offerings this year as well, so we have Jack Daniels and we have Budweiser, Sky Vodka, Aperol Jägermeister, Cointreau, Remy Martin, and then we also have a juice. We have Raw Pressery juices on board this year as one of the sponsors. So rest assured, anyone coming also can stay healthy and hydrated during the 3 days.
Which are such
and
a
nights.
Fad these days. I love those Raw Pressery juices.
I love them too. Yeah, very nice. Quite healthy. Yeah.
Very nice. We're actually making the signature drink for the festival, being a mix of Raw Pressery Valencia orange juice and Sula Seco Rosé.
Oh, that's amazing. Looking forward to that.
You know, it kind of has the colors of the the communication of the festival, so that I think that's going to, you know, be everyone's favorite.
Oh, that's the color that you have in all the
that orange, you know, the sunset feel and shine.
Wow, that looks beautiful.
It does. It tastes really good.
Yeah.
I wish we had one here right now, but when you come to Sula Fest, that should be the first thing that should
be
go
looking
down.
Forward to that for sure. And what else is happening in terms of artists? The lineup.
Well, artists. I mean, we never had so many different music genres as we have this year. So it's everything from reggae to techno, and you have ska, electro, acoustic, rock, folk. I can't think of any music genre that is not literally being covered, and that's really exciting. We have people come from all over the world. Some of the bands that I'm really excited about is Block Party coming to the coming to India for the first time.
Everybody's looking forward to that for the first time coming to India,
and they're really excited. And then we have one of my favorite band, Highlight Tribe, that they're from France. And they mix a bit of Buddhist chants and spiritual mantras into their music. Very, very cool. And then, of course, we have the Indian band. So we have, you know, Raga Dixit project coming back for the second time in a row. Mm-hmm. There is Skavengers from Italy. And there is Dubiosa Collective from Bosnia. John Blomqvist and band, who's a really, really good techno musician coming from Germany, but he has a little bit of Swedish origin as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's your hometown?
Yeah, exactly. So it's great. And then, of course, we have the additional stage, which is the tropical stage, and that's where you're going to have electro acoustic music.
Okay.
And that's a favorite of mine, so I think that's going to be a really nice, loungy vibe. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a stage to look out for.
Mm-hmm. I know, because I think like this is the biggest lineup in terms of artists, if you talk
Absolutely.
About it. If I talk to my friends, because some of these artists have played at like the Burning Man and, you know, Sunburn. So
right.
I would almost say, would you say like now Sula is getting that kind of recognition, the Sula Fest, it's almost like getting globally popular now?
Well, I mean, it has gotten a lot of recognitions over the year that it's, I would say, rightly deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned like John Blomqvist has performed at Burning Man, and yeah. And many of these artists are well known all over the world, and they might not be so well known in India, but what we know and what we've of course learned over the year is that many artists that come, they come for the first time, and then after they perform at Sula Fest, that's actually when they get the recognition. So Sula Fest, yes, recognized as a you know, music festival, but also what excites me is that the artists that come as well, that they also often get recognition after performing at Sula Fest. That's important for me, and that we introduce something that is new to the audience that might not heard before, but that we love. You know, I travel the world to all different kind of music festivals, and then we bring them to India, and then we introduce something that they fall in love with and listen to, you know, get into the vibe.
For example, last year I loved the Balkan Beats performance.
Oh, they're so good.
Brilliant. I mean, I can never forget that moment. In fact, one of your official photographs from Sula Fest also has one of his pictures there, and that was a brilliant
amazing
performance.
So
by them.
Then if you like that, you're going to like the Afro Celt sound system. They have the same kind of vibe, and they're just amazing on stage. They're going to be at the amphitheater stage.
That's great. So we were talking about the stages, and tell me, what is amphitheater for? What is the tropical stage, and what's the third stage? So how exactly are the artists divided in terms of these stages? Because amphitheater is the most important one.
None at all. No? I mean, the amphitheater was the first and only one for many, many years. But it's no longer the most important. All the stages are as important.
Okay.
And the amphitheater is the one that is called the amphi stage,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we have only live music performances.
Okay.
Then you have the atmosphere stage, which is in the vineyards, and that's more techno music.
Okay.
Four beats.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the one which is just next to the entrance. The moment you enter on the left-hand side, that's the
correct.
One, right?
That's the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the tropical stage, which is the new stage, which is behind the winery. So close to the tasting room and ahead of the tasting room, and also where we now have a new resort coming up. That's the tropical stage, and that's electroacoustic music. So all the different stages has, you know, they have different music, different artists, and you know, different vibe to it.
Okay.
So you're going to see how we now built up and how we painted the tropical stage. It's quite exciting, and then how we extended and made the whole area around atmosphere in the vineyards much bigger from previous years. We can take more people because we learned that techno music and that music is something that people really like, so do we. So we decided to do a little bit more around that this year.
Okay, that sounds great. So anyone who is visiting Sula Fest for the first time, how exactly they should be spending their 3 days? You have to give us a little bit of itinerary and how they should plan the trip.
So what I would recommend is that they should start, say for example, if they're gonna, I would suggest that you go all 3 days, because if you're anyways going up to this beautiful scenic environment, you might as well go and stay a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the planning would be obviously if you haven't booked your accommodation, then there's a lot of tents. It's about 350 tents at the location itself. So that is a recommendation to get that whole festival feel to book with Let's Camp Out. And so then you have your accommodation. If you travel, you know, of course, there's a lot of different way to travel. We have a travel partner all on board, and they have this outstation cars and shuttle services. So you can, of course, travel with others. at a very good price. And also Ola, if you travel with Ola, you get the opportunity to travel all the way up to the VIP box office. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to go to the park and take the shuttle bus from there. You can take the car that you're using all the way to the mm-hmm. to the entrance. Then when it comes to the tickets, you should of course book your tickets
in advance.
They are on Book My Show. Yeah. And if you don't do that, then you can still buy it at the box office. It's possible, but the rates will be a little bit higher.
Okay.
So then you sort on the travel, you sort it on the accommodation, and you come to the venue. You should be there. You could be there earlier. And if you're there early, we also have a little bit of an early bird kind of a drink at the amphitheater. So you get a little drink if you come before, I think it's before 2 o'clock. And then you should hang around maybe at the amphitheater for some time. Lunch is good. There's a lot of food. Mm-hmm. It's food from all over the world. You have mainland China. You have puffs and rolls. There will be burgers, Japanese. The Bombay food truck mm-hmm. will be there. There's a lot of different food trucks this year that is going to be placed all over the venue. So you don't have to go hungry, but you should, of course, eat. And then you should drink.
And yeah. then first I mentioned eat earlier, and then drink.
You should drink, and you could have, you know, you have an opportunity to choose between all these different beverages that there are. From the beginning, we were more of a wine and beer festival, but now we have literally everything.
Yeah.
From vodka to tequila to whiskey.
And beer.
Cognacs. Anything. Yeah. Mm. So you can drink and you can eat. And then I mean, it's just go with the vibe. You should just go. Of course, I suggest that you check out all the different stages, and you should check out all the beautiful art installations. There are a lot of things this year that hasn't been there in the past. You could do some grape stomping, wine tour tasting, guided.
So that's also happening. It's happening for all 3 days, or you have to book it in advance?
No, you don't have to book it. It happens every half an hour.
Okay.
The tours and tastings, and then you can, as I mentioned, do the grape stomping. You can do. You can go for your massage if you want to. There's also an air balloon, so you can take an air balloon ride.
Really?
And, you know, see the venues.
Was it there last year?
No, it's the first
time.
That's
on my bucket list, actually.
Yeah.
Hot air balloon.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, so it's such a beautiful, you know, from up there.
Yeah, that'd be gorgeous.
Amazing.
Yeah. A long line.
That you had to book in advance. Yeah. That's morning rides.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And then there are, you know, the performances, as I mentioned, you should check out. And when you have enjoy the day with all the activities that there are. You can wake up early in the morning. You can partake in yoga sessions. So we have an association with the Yoga House, one of my favorite places.
Mine
so
too.
We have two yoga teachers. One of the owners, Lamia, is going to be teaching on Saturday and Sunday morning. And then, apart from that, on Sunday morning, if you're that health enthusiast, then you can take part in a run. So there's a Sulafest run for the very first time at 8:30 on Sunday morning. So that is something that I would recommend that you sign
and
up to.
And how much distance did I have?
5 kilometers. So it goes from the vineyards and it goes down to the lake and up.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, these are new things that, you know, which were not there earlier.
And I have to ask, like, when this, we want to know, like, a little bit of the backstory, which probably nobody would know, that when you guys decided this is the 10th anniversary, how did you go about it? What are we going to include? What was the planning going on?
The back end work.
Yeah.
That happened in the office.
Everything that went right and wrong.
Yes, it started in 2000, and the first festival was 2008. Mm-hmm. And that was a one-day festival. We had, you know, we had a few wines, and we had one beer, Asahi, our own, that we import from Japan. And I think that year is when we had approximately 11 artists in total, 3 bands, 1 DJ, and 2 Lavani dancers.
Wow,
so that's interesting. It was,
come a long way.
And how many people attended that event? Do you remember?
We had 312.
Oh,
including ourselves.
Nice. and imagine, what is the number now?
So now the number,
I mean, I know the number, what it was last year.
Yeah.
Samira, so, yeah, take a wild guess. Let's ask
Samira. Well, it's also on the artists and people performing. There are 52 different gigs. So that's bands and it's DJs.
Wow.
And in total, 152. artists will be on stage.
So that's amazing. Yeah. And how many people, Samira?
Last year, many people? So you're saying first year, 312. So on your ninth year, I would say...
I'm just gonna...
Okay, no problem. You can take a wild guess.
So the number of people that we had approximately 13,000 people last year. And this year, I mean, we're expecting nothing else, of course, than 15,000 people. It's 3 days this year. So it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge one, of course.
Looking forward to that.
Okay. And so tell us about some inside stories. I mean, what all happens in that festival, because I know that there's a VIP dome, there's a VVIP area, and what are these secret good places that are hidden in Sula Fest venue?
Well, we have the VIP. The good thing for everyone to know about the VIP is that it used to be only for friends and the bands, but we have extended it to actually people who want to buy VIP tickets. You can buy a VIP pass and be part of that VIP area. It's at 10,000 for 3 days. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then you're a VIP, and that's where you have the cool
and
time.
Your media friends, of course.
Yeah, of course. Our, yeah. You know,
I see what you did there.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to get an access to the VIP area.
Yeah, so of course, and our official podcast partner, needless to say, will be hanging around in that area. And then so that's VIP, and you just have a better view of the amphitheater stage. And
but I think everyone prefers to stand next to the amphitheater rather than being in the VIP area, because we want to be a part of the entire crowd, enthusiasm.
Yeah. I go down all the way to the stage.
Yeah, in fact, last year I remember in the evening we were standing on the stair and just having fun. So the crowd has such a beautiful energy at that time. You wouldn't want to stay in some
away
corner.
From,
You just want to be part of that energy.
The
yeah,
that's true. It's known that Sula Fest to have a very good positive vibe and great energy.
I want to know, this is Sula Fest, you're serving beer, wine, all kinds of alcohol. There must be some funny stories and incidents of people maybe having to drink too much, or something funny, and how you guys must have tackled it or noticed it for
and
the
I'm
first
sure people
time
people would
that
like
this is
to
something.
Know what are the provisions that you have taken to actually tackle situations like that, because
if there have
crowd.
Been any
have we had any incidents as such. Of course, people can drink a little bit too much, but we're also very, very informative in regards to, of course, that whole, hydrate. And we always have, a lot of water and other partners on board that are not alcohol related. Mm-hmm. But any incident, I can't recall any incident that has been that anyone has done any. Maybe, people are trying to get on stage or try to get behind the
too close
the green
to the artists,
room. Yeah, these kind of things have happened.
And what about the after parties?
That has also, I don't know if that's related to anyone that has been consuming more maybe alcohol than they should have. But of course, people do hear about the after party, and I won't be able to say where it is, but they get their way around and try to get in one way or the other. So that happens.
But I've seen there's a lot of security arrangement inside the venue as well. I mean, wherever you look around, you have people placed in the right locations, and if anything goes wrong, then there are people to take care of all that. So, which is a good thing in a way, because
we have a very good security. Yeah, that we have both from Bombay and local Nasik security agencies. So we have good security, and it's a well behaved crowd that comes to Sula Fest. So I guess that's why we haven't had any accidents as such. And it's quite well managed. And also what we've done to be able to control the crowd this year, we made it in a way so you can walk around. Mm-hmm. You can even go into the winery, where it's going to be a beautiful art installation. And that means that the flow of the whole fest will be different. So otherwise, when you came up to the amphitheater, you had to go back the same way. But now you can actually go behind the winery and come to the tropical stage. It's almost like a circle.
So you have to take a walk inside the vineyard to actually come to the stage.
Well, to come to the venue, you have to pass by the vineyards. But then to get to the stages, you still have to go where you went previous year. But you can go to the tropical station behind the winery to go to the other.
So let's just go on a short break, and when we come back, we are going to ask a few more questions to Cecilia.
Hey guys, this is Malika Singhania, co-founder of the blog Stylogram, where we cover trends, fashion forecasts, celebrity style, tips and tricks, and lots more cool stuff. So tune in every Thursday to the Stylogram podcast, your weekly style telegram, giving you the latest fashion and beauty stories that are relevant to you. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, Audio Boom, or any other local podcast app. See you soon.
Hi and welcome back. And before going on the break, we were asking Cecilia about what's happening at Sula Fest and what are the plans and what exactly is going on with the art installation, which is for the first time happening near the tropical stage, you said, Cecilia?
There are quite a few art installations at the Sula Fest this year, and you'll see them when you get there, but there will be something to explore and admire, hopefully, at all kind of locations.
Oh.
So something that we've decided to do this year is to go all sustainable. So also what you will see as a change in terms of the look and feel is that there is no flex, etc. It's all that organic approach. So all our partners also have been given very strict guidelines in regards to what they can do and not do. So it has a very warm, natural, organic feel always throughout the year, Sula Vineyards. And we wanted to maintain that also during Sula Fest.
Okay.
And that is what you're going to see in this. I want it to be a surprise.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think when you get it's going to kind of hit you.
We want to be surprised.
What we have installed at various locations. But one of them, I'm 100% sure, is going to make you go, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to take like loads of pictures there.
Yes, and of ourselves also.
Yeah.
I'm talking about pictures, we were talking about fashion, like the kind of fashion we see at Sula Fest, and also what would be like what to wear at Sula Fest. What would be your recommendation for that? For, like, all the girls and everybody for that matter heading out.
So it's a good question.
And
I do
it's like
keep
a
on
place where women dress up really.
Yeah,
well,
you do keep
I'm
on
going nuts order. Thinking, Rajita, of what I'm going
to
wear. Yeah,
people do plan in a day.
So we have Cecilia. She's going to tell us.
Yeah.
What to wear. So the trend that I've seen and the trend that is still there this year, it's daytime, it's warmer, crop tops. There will be a lot of flowy material. It's a nice breeze. Scarves, of course, sunglasses. It's always a little bit of a Woodstock, bohemian 60s, 70s feel.
Boho chic,
Boho chic is a good name.
Yeah.
Jewelries, head accessories that we also sell at the festival.
I love the accessories that you wear every year.
You.
So I know that. Have you seen, checked out Cecilia?
I'm going to right after this.
So she brings out the best during Sula Fest, I know.
So I do get some support from a friend of mine, Aparna Badlani from Atosa in Bandra, and I have another friend, Gabriella Demba Gabriella, and they have some really amazing clothes that I've been wearing over the year. And then I mix and match with my jewelries, and I make a lot also myself, so some of them are are now with the tailor. Crop tops, flowy bohem chic jewelries. You can't have enough of this, style of jewelry. So flower power, maybe you want to go and do some flower crown. That could be interesting. There's this girl called Little Shilpa, who's doing some great headgears in terms of almost not like hats, but that vibe, half hat, half
So these are going to be available at the event?
Well, there'll be a lot that'll be available, but if you want to have something from Little Shilpa, you probably need to order it in advance.
Okay.
But there's some really cool stuff. And then, always wear a sweater at night or your favorite scarf because it gets a bit
chilly.
Cool. And boots are cool as well. I like boots. Wear an extra. Otherwise, you can just buy. We have a lot of Sula Fest fun stuff. So you can, slippers and these Havaianas and these things can also be bought at the festivals. So there's a lot of shopping. Be prepared to shop.
Big flea market.
There is a big flea market. So you can shop there, but it's always nice, of course, to have a few outfits. It's 3 days, though. So,
one day should be kept aside only for shopping, isn't it? For people who like to shop.
Yeah.
not everyone. everyone, of course.
While you listen to the music.
I think listen to music, drink, eat and shop.
Yeah. While listening to the music, go shopping.
You can shop, you can eat. There's also, you know, as I mentioned, we also have Brookside Chocolate on board this year. Oh, so you will be treated to some really, really nice chocolate.
Amazing.
As I mentioned, Raw Pressery, not only the juice that that we, of course, use in the signature cocktail, which is the orange juice and the Sula Seco Rosé, they have some amazing drinks. And they're going to be launching a new product at the festival that you can look forward to.
Is that kind of an RTD or a cocktail?
It's something that is as pure as it can get.
No alcohol in it.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. So there's just one more thing that you have your own stall where you also serve the Sula Selection wines. I think you should talk about that as well, because it's a brilliant brand you have in your portfolio. It's something people who like to have imported brands and not just your Sula in-house brands. And they should be looking forward to that as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we of course, there's all the wines from the Sula Vineyards portfolio to be tasted and consumed. There is also wines from the Sula Selections portfolio. So we do have Globe in a Glass, which is going to be a beautiful stall, and it's a property that we started this year when we traveled to Bangalore, Delhi and also Bombay and showcased all our imported wines and spirits and beer as well. So in the Globe in a Glass stall, you will be able to taste wines from Bouchard et Neffy.
The Burgundy
producer.
Brilliant. I would definitely recommend everyone to try these wines.
Yeah. They're quite something.
Yeah.
And then you have Connoisseur.
Yes.
From
another
Chile.
Favorite.
Yeah. Asahi. The beer will also be available in that stall.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hardy's, who we all love. And also Kumala, the South African wines.
And Mudhouse.
From the, so to speak, the same portfolio. And then Mudhouse from New Zealand.
Yeah.
I mean, but what's a stall without Mudhouse? Yeah.
Yeah. These
New
are
Zealand,
all brilliant wines.
Sauvignon
yeah.
Blanc, Pinot Noir. Goes nice with the food, on a sunny day.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you so much, Cecilia, for being with us on the show. And I think we are going to have a really great time at Sula Fest. I am looking forward to it.
I'm really looking forward to having you there. And not too many days to go.
Yeah,
so get set, Sula Fest, ladies.
Absolutely. Yeah, the countdown has begun. If all our listeners are heading there, I hope, you know, they're gearing up and getting excited about it as well.
And anyone who's participated in the contest which we are running on on our FB page, we're going to be coming up with the last question today. And once you answer that, the answers are going to be posted on the 30th. And so stay tuned. Keep looking at our Facebook page and we'll be contacting the winners on that.
Come on, people, free passes. So we know that we have a great artist lineup at the Sula Fest, and these artists are saying hi to us themselves. So please hear it from them and look out for their act.
Hello, people.
Hi.
We are the Swing Rowers from Sicily in Italy, and we are very happy today to announce our new tour. We are going to India at this time. We are going for 20 days of tour, and the first gig, the first date will be in Nashik. It's a city near Mumbai, Bombay, and the festival is Sula Festival. So if you need any info, go to the website, official website of Sula Festival, and find out all the info you need. Ciao!
Bye!
Hi, we are Neeraj Aryas Kabir Cafe.
We are coming to play at Sula Fest 2017, 3rd February to 5th February.
Hoping to see you all.
Namaste. My name is Almir.
My name is Adis. We are Dubioza Collective.
And we are looking forward to our show on Sula Festival in Nashik on 4th of February.
Get ready for folk and roll.
And be ready for crazy Balkan party.
See you there.
Peace.
So that's all we have for today's episode, and we'll be coming back with another exciting episode, so stay tuned. You could like our page on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You could also subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Audioboom or any other local podcast app, and you could also check us out on YouTube on In This Box Media. And so while all of us love our tipple, make sure that you drink responsibly.
Bye.
Hey man, just help me out, man. I need some podcast, man. I haven't had a fix in a week. Just need some.
Don't you worry about it. I got podcast galore for you, man. Just go to ivmpodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thanks, man. I'm gonna check it out.